76. I will get the years mixed up. Well, anyway, it'll be 3 years and a half. And I have been doing that. I hope it'd be the last job that I would, you know, be on. Because, you know, you get up a certain age, you know, you don't really be changing from one job to the other one. And so I'm enjoying it. And I love my work.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Really? I really love it. So, as long as I've been in Mobile, that's all I know. I've been working and working, and I enjoy it everywhere I go. But this is about the best one I ever enjoyed. Work by myself, and I enjoy it by myself.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell me what religion you are?
Methodist. I belong to Tobinville Methodist Church. I think it's St. Stephen.
And do you do, are you very active in the church? Are you?
Well, sometimes, you know, if you have a chance to go, mm-hmm. and then sometimes you doesn't get a chance to go at all. So I go at times.
Go ahead.
Well, see, it's the new church they has now, but they had the oldest church on Warren Street, but see, they didn't tore down so much, and then rebuild in Mobile mm-hmm. is just different, because it used to be over that way, now it's out the other way. But I attend sometimes. I'm not going to tell. Let out to go all the time, you see, but I don't, just sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, she belongs to the church too. And my father, he was a Baptist. Mm-hmm. He had a church around Lowndes Street when he passed. And
okay, are you in any types of clubs or anything? Or?
No, I wish I could be in one. But you know, I'm married, and I married a nice man. They don't want you to go nowhere at times. You just have to stay home with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's way a little older than I am. He's about 60. He's 65 in November. Mm-hmm. So you understand how that is. You want to stay home close. Nothing but work.
Mm-hmm.
And get up, back to work, and back home, and tend to my little grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it is.
Okay. Can you tell me about all the different schools that you've attended? How much education you've had?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have attended, long time ago they had the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
We had that in Mobile. And then they changed it to Dumbo. And then we had a school, Central High School. I didn't go to Central, but Dumbo was on the Avenue, and they changed Dumbo over to the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Central. And Central, they had been open too, but now they closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And I attend to AF Owen School and Caldwell School. And Caldwell wasn't looking like it is now when I was going. It was an upstairs wooden building.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the other building since I've been, you know, was out.
Mm-hmm.
They built it later. And I went to Josephine Allen. That's where I went last and finished. And I went first to 12. And then didn't get a chance right at the minute to graduate. But I had to go in the hospital to be operated on. I had gland trouble on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was real large, and I had to have it operation on it. And then after that, then here come the baby. So therefore, I wasn't, you know, ready to go back to school no more. Just forget about it and start out working.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for myself.
What was the last grade you finished?
The 12, the Josephine Allen used to be over there by Hardy Mirror. And they done changed all around there now. See, just done changed and built Mobile different now, so many different buildings, and all around in here, same way too, just changed.
Now this old high school you said was wooden. You mentioned several schools. Were all these different high schools that you kept changing?
Now Caldwell, it was just a little after elementary school when you come up, you know, from small, six years old on up. Now Dumbo was a high school, and the Y was a high school then when I was gone. And then A.F. Owen did go back, I think, to the fifth, I think, during that time. But back in those days, in the lower grades, you graduate. But I forgot what grade it was. I was the sixth or seventh or what.